5-month-old Garrett was born in the middle of a pandemic while his mom, Maureen Gardner, was unemployed. She says keeping up with his growing needs can be a challenge, but she has reason not to worry.
A total lifesaver.
Thanks to an unexpected economic lifeline from an experimental program called the Bridge Project, which is giving her $1,000 a month.
This is the only income that I receive. I receive no public assistance. I do receive food stamps, so I'm able to feed myself. But other than that, you know, I kind of rely on this money to pay my cell phone bill, keep the internet on, buy clothes. He's a growing baby, and he's, like, growing really fast.
In New York City, 1 in 4 children under the age of 3 live in poverty.
The program is helping 100 families whose average yearly income is $14,500, well below the federal poverty line. The foundation behind the project argues the financial support to the families will yield long-term benefits for the children.
We really wanted it to be done so that we could study this over time and really understand what the effect of this money is. On everything from mental health to food security to housing security to, really importantly, how the baby is developing and reaching their milestones.
It's a concept known as guaranteed minimum income. Advocates say cash with no strings attached is the best way to help families out of a cycle of poverty. And experiments like the one here in New York are happening all across the country to prove it. But what would be a change of social policy here in the United States is actually quite common in Europe and Canada. Last July, millions of American families got an unexpected cash infusion from the government in the form of the child tax credit, meant to help with expenses like childcare during the pandemic. But Congress has yet to reauthorize it this year.
If you look at how the money was spent, a large majority of it went to middle and upper middle class people. And from that vantage point, it's not a very efficient policy. It's like you shouldn't have to give a lot of money to richer people to help poor people.
Still, advocates say there's growing evidence families put the money to good use. Gardner's payments are guaranteed for 3 years.
Regardless if I do start working, regardless of how much I make, I will still be able to receive the $1,000 to care for my child.
Giving her the time and security to better plan for their future. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.